The Guardian.
Nick Watt in Washington, you've done a lot of these trips. How would you assess the success of this one?
This trip is going extremely well. The welcome that Barack Obama gave David Cameron on the South Lawn of the White House this morning was pretty much a state visit. Can't be a state visit fully because obviously the Prime Minister is a mere head of government. There was the 19-gun salute, the military on parade, national anthems and all that. But it went much deeper than that. And the reason why it's been such a success is that Barack Obama really gave the most ringing endorsement of the special relationship, the Anglo-American special relationship, the most ringing endorsement of any president, really, in living memory. The point about Barack Obama is he's not a natural Atlanticist. When he became president, he wanted to sort of recast American influence towards Asia and towards the Pacific. And here he was today saying that down the years, the rock-solid Anglo-American special relationship is always there, and it has never been stronger than it is today.
Is that because of Cameron or despite him? Because weren't there reports that Obama had described Cameron as a lightweight?
I think that Barack Obama was quite surprised when he met David Cameron in the course of the 2008 presidential election campaign. And I'm not sure he described him as a lightweight, but I think he was surprised when he made an innocent point to David Cameron about Europe and got an earful of Euroscepticism and was slightly taken aback by that. But they do personally have a good relationship. There is good chemistry. But what you're finding with Barack Obama is coming to the end of his first term, the sort of the natural pressures always reassert themselves. And the natural pressures are that when it comes to a military alliance, the alliance with the UK is always going to be strongest. And if you said to Barack Obama, what are the five strategic threats to the United States at the moment? One of them would be the future of the European Union and the future of the euro. If the euro tanks, that is seen as a strategic threat. So not a bad thing to be getting on well with the English-speaking leader of the largest European Union country, although obviously UK not in the euro.
Where does this leave the other threats? Because obviously there are big issues towering over them, things like Afghanistan or maybe even the threat to Iran. What impact does the fact that the special relationship seems to be in such good shape, what impact will it have on those issues?
Well, I've just come out of the press conference that they've just given in the Rose Garden, and Barack Obama and David Cameron were saying that they're going to be working absolutely, I think the key word is, in lockstep over Afghanistan, which is over the course of the next year. You will hand control of security in all provinces of Afghanistan to the Afghan National Army, and then by the middle of 2013, they will have the lead role in combat operations, and then by the end of 2014, obviously, all those UK and US and other NATO combat troops will be out of the country. On Syria, they are on the same page. They're saying Assad will go. It's only a matter of time before he does go. But what is interesting is Barack Obama, in his final answer, gave a very interesting answer to the question, which is, why was it right for the US to be involved unofficially in Libya, but certainly was involved in the Libyan action, and obviously the UK and France are in the lead on that. Why is it okay to have military action there, but not in the case of Syria, when you are condemning what is going on in Syria? And essentially, the president said, we have to think very, very carefully about what we can do. Very different, obviously, to his predecessor in the White House.
So lovely pictures of Cameron. He came, he saw, he ate a hot dog. But what else did he gain from being over there?
Well, he's had some pretty substantive conversations with Barack Obama. Of course, a visit like this is going to have a lot of pomp and ceremony. You know, the president's safe swap. David Cameron gave the Obamas a special-made Dunlop table tennis table. The Obamas have given the Camerons a very, very fancy charcoal and wood-burning grill so they can have barbecues at Chequers. So there's a lot of pomp and ceremony, but they've had very serious discussions about Afghanistan, about Syria, about Iran. And, of course, David Cameron was accompanied by George Osborne and William Hague. So William Hague has had pretty serious conversations with Hillary Clinton. He was obviously at the UN in New York with her earlier this week. And George Osborne having pretty serious talks with Tim Geithner, who's his US counterpart.
Does Obama gain anything domestically very quickly?
I think that we in the UK can get awfully excited about our significance over here. We are, at the end of the day, a medium-sized European power. Where it may have some impact electorally is that, where did Barack Obama take David Cameron on his first night? He took him to Ohio. Ohio is, of course, the key swing state. Probably won't be massively noticed, but it does the president no harm to be seen in a key swing state like that.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.